So let's talk to somebody from this area who was there last night. This is Sophie from Bishop Monkton who's joining us. So tell us who you were there with last night, first of all, Sophie.
I was there with two of my daughters, Hannah, who's sixth form at Aidens, and Lily, who's a year seven, who's only 12. We'd bought the tickets. Well, my husband and I bought them as a surprise for Christmas because Lily, my younger daughter, is really, really a big fan. So we thought it'd be a nice surprise just to go, you know, something to look forward to after Christmas. So I took them. I got the train and we went to Manchester. And it was brilliant. It was a brilliant concert. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's just, you know, it's just a shame it ended on such a low note.
So just take us through, you were on your way out. The concert had overrun and you were actually on your way out when
the explosion happened. They do the usual, don't they, where they'll sing all the songs. I mean, she sang all the songs you kind of don't know at the beginning, and she builds it up. And of course, I'd rung a friend earlier because we'd realised that it was going to overrun to find out when the next train was. So she'd had her last song. And then, you know, my elder daughter, Hannah, said, oh, no, you know, we've got to wait because she hasn't sung the Dangerous song, which is, you know, that's her main song from the album. So we waited, and I said to Lily, shall we just wait? Shall we wait until she comes back out? We'll just get the next train. It doesn't matter. Anyway, the lights didn't come up. She came out, sang the last song. Absolutely amazing. And as soon as the end of the song went, we stood up. The lights hadn't come on yet. We started to walk out. Of course, people are trying to rush to get out, to get taxis, to meet family and stuff because it had overrun. And all of a sudden, you heard this bang from the left-hand side. So sort of where the main door is when you come in through the arena, that's where it went off. So it was to the left of us, and you just heard people screaming and running in. So the girl started to run, and I just said, you know, don't run, it's fine. It's probably just, you know, prank or something. And we moved across from away from the noise, and then next minute, more children and girls were running in through the side that we'd gone across, and they were running in screaming. And that's when people started throwing themselves off chairs down to the lower tier, because obviously it was at the top tier, and you couldn't get away. So they were throwing themselves down, and people were getting trampled on, and children were getting lost from their parents. And I just said to the girls, get down to the ground, get down to the main stage, because obviously there wouldn't be a bomb in there, in the main stage. We'd just need to get down to the ground and get out through the back entrance. So the security guards really didn't know what to do. And I was just looking at the TV this morning, and they were saying that nobody actually put out a call. You know, nobody went on stage to say what was happening, but some guy did come, a sound guy came onto the stage to say, listen, there's nothing to worry about, just walk slowly. There's nothing to worry about, there's nothing happening. But at that point, people actually thought it was an exploded speaker. They thought somebody dropped a microphone, or it just didn't sound like a bomb from the inside. It just sounded like a bang of somebody dropping a microphone but this is when this guy came on and said, listen, there's nothing to worry about. And I think that's when people were screaming, because more people came in screaming, because obviously they'd seen all these people on the ground.
And just for context, a show like Ariana Grande's, where there'll be a load of lights and things all kicking off on the stage, there would be, you know, kind of fireworks and stuff like that.
Yeah, there was balloons, there was pyrotechnics, it was a pretty good concert.
As the news was breaking last night, that what you're saying, that was the story that was coming out. People starting to think it there was something like a speaker.
Something had just
gone wrong. So when did you realise that it was much more serious than that?
When I said to the children to get down to the bottom, one of the guys, I don't know why I did it now. I mean, in hindsight, you just listen to people thinking that you know what they're doing. But this security guy said, you can go out this way, you can go out this way. Still not knowing, I don't think, what happened upstairs, because they hadn't actually left the building. I just said to the girls, well, go out this exit here, which was to the left as you're leaving the arena. we just ran up the, there's about 30 steps when you run up to the main tier again, you know, the top tier. And then when we got to the top, there was a lady and her face was all covered in blood. And I was like, are you okay? And she's like, no. And then there was a lady next to her whose leg had literally been covered. And that's when my daughter had seen this lady and she completely freaked out. And that's when we knew. She said a bomb, there was a bomb. And I went, oh, man. And that's when, you're just trying to hold it together. And I was just basically more concerned about trying to get the kids out. And literally, you walked out of the stadium and there was parents. Because obviously there was kids in there who were 13 on their own.
Yeah.
You know, parents would go, yeah, it's fine, it's safe, it's fine. And there was parents outside and they were saying, we just want to get in and find them. And the police were saying, you can't go in. And eventually they just let them go. I said, listen, you've got to let them go. You've got to let them find the children. But the Holiday Inn at Manchester was amazing. Basically what happened was any children that were unaccompanied or lost, the Holiday Inn took them in and obviously gave them drinks and looked after them until the police obviously notified parents to say, you know, any lost children, go to the Holiday Inn. There was so many children. And there was children being trampled on when they were going out. It was awful. So, you know, I'm just lucky. I'm just pleased that we got out. We managed to get a train and we got home. And obviously the kids are a bit unaware of what's happened because they're still in bed. We didn't get home till about 3 this morning, but, you know, it's just very surreal, really surreal situation to be put in. And so it was such a good concert, and you saw all these children screaming, and you think, the selfish person who's just, you know, targeted children, I think it's shocking, absolutely shocking.
So for all, I just know that everybody listening this morning will be thinking of you and Hannah and Lily. They will.
Yeah.
Just tell us, because we have so many mums and so many people will be able to relate to. Mm. It was a Christmas present. You've been so excited, looking forward to going to the concert. There'll be so many people. I think this is one of the reasons why this story will be deeply affect people for a long, long time. Just tell us how the girls are and how you're going to kind of talk to them through it today.
Well, for some reason, my older one seemed fine yesterday, last night. I think she was on the phone to her boyfriend for most of the evening all the way home because he was concerned that she was okay. 12-year-old, I'm not too sure about the moment. I'm going to have to ring school this morning and see if there's anything, because I think she saw too much. That's the problem. You know, you can talk through a situation and you can explain things, and I still don't believe it's, you know, I just thought it was just a prank or something. So for me, it was my husband telling me this morning that so many people had died that it's when it's kind of sunk in for me today. But for them, I don't know really. I don't know whether to, I'll probably just ring the doctor and make sure that, you know, they're actually okay. I'm not too sure what to do really just right now. I'll just take it as it happens, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's a major trauma. You're still all three of you will still be in shock, and it will take a long time to come to terms with.
Something.
It's so brave of you to come on and talk to us about it this morning, though, Sophie. And just glad that you're all okay. And of course,
thank you.
If there's anything we can do, and extend that to the whole of the Stray FM listenership, everybody listening this morning. Yeah. We'll be absolutely rooting for you because you've been so, so brave as a mum. So thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you.
Take care.